It's time for Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is brought to you away this morning by Fairfield Memorial Hospital, Wainwright Propane, Fairfield National Bank, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, the Fairfield Banking Company, Bonds Tire, People's National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, and Citizens National Bank.
Good morning. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. The first Sports Talk of the brand new 2020 year. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. It's great to be here with you on this Saturday morning, January 4th. And we'll check the scores and the schedules. We'll also look back at the week in sports. We'll also hear from Fairfield Mules basketball coach Scott McElravy. You are listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. The scores is coming up.
Pain is the symptom, not the disease. The Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital can help you with pain management procedures offered, including nerve blocks, epidural injections, and more. They also offer treatment for acute and chronic pain. Don't let pain hold you back. Schedule an appointment with the Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital, 842-2082. Visit fairfieldmemorial.org/pain for more information.
Don't wake up in the cold. Time now to get your propane tank filled. Call Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods and get a service call today. A full tank means a warm home. Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods. Call 842-3940 for quick and professional service. And don't forget, we're the place to shop and buy your weapons for hunting and personal protection. That's Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays, 8 to noon.
For over 100 years, F&B has been the leading financial institution in our region. How? By simply taking care of our customers and listening to their needs. That's what our bank was built on, and that's the path that we still follow to this day. We're very excited to once again raise the bar by helping you make your money work harder for you. Be on the lookout for some big news coming soon. F&B, banking, business, life. Member FDIC.
You're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you in the WFIW studios this morning. Had some snow kind of come through a little bit, but looks like it's tapered off here at the radio station east of Fairfield. That snow didn't really stick to the ground at all, but it was falling for a time. And, let's go ahead and take a look here at the sports scores here from around the area and region last night. Boys high school basketball action. It was Fairfield over Casey Westfield, 77-29. Kane Hixenball led the Mules in scoring. He had 16 points along with 10 rebounds, so a double-double for Kane as he led all Mules scores. And the Mules improved to 12-2 overall. Casey falls to 10-5 overall. And we'll hear from Coach Scott McElravy regarding last night's win in a moment here. Also, other scores from around the area and region. Robinson defeated Wayne City 77-61. Marissa Coulterville over Christ Our Rock Lutheran 80-39. It was Chester over Ziegler Royalton 54-36. Christopher topped Waltonville 43-36. It was Thompsonville over Galatia 60-54. Now, the Heron and Massac County game. Heron won over Massac by 10, but it was quite a bit of chaos, especially right there toward the end. Now, what happened was, during the final minute of the game, there was actually a shoving match going on as Jace Mazzell, who actually was the MVP of the El Dorado Holiday Tournament, he got ejected, Mazzell of Massac County, along with Landon Bolin of Heron. And what happened was that Mazzell picked up the foul as he and Brandon Anthony, the starting point guard for the Tigers, they got into a shoving match after Mazzell and Reese Hartline battled for what was called a foul on the play. Now, Jace Mazzell was issued a pair of technical fouls and was ejected while Bolin ran onto the floor off of the bench, which while also got him the boot. Now, the technicals for total, along with Bolins leaving the bench, ended up having no bearing on the final outcome. But again, though, that is what happened. And so give credit to the officials here in this case, Kevin Diss, Jim Kalzin, and Eric Saunders, as they actually did a great job. Those were the officials last night at that Heron-Massac County game. What they did was they did it professionally. They diffused the potential brawl at the end of the game as it could have gotten out of hand. They were able to get everyone separated and back to the team's benches. And what they did was they huddled up, they assessed the situation, then they handed out the punishments. So, again, great job by those officials. Could have gotten out of hand. But nonetheless, though, a crazy ending here for that Heron-Massac County game. But again, Heron was able to top Massac County 69-59. In fact, they will meet up again. They will actually meet up again later on. It looks like, for what I read, looks to be in February. Looks like February the 14th, Valentine's Day. So, but like what I said, that's what happened. I kind of hinted upon that a little bit this morning earlier, but that is what happened in last night's Heron and Massac County game. DuQuoin over Sparta, 52-48 in overtime. It was Benton over Harrisburg, 69-53. Pinckneyville defeated Anna Jonesboro, 53-37. It was Columbia over Salem, 49-45. Trenton Westquin over Breeze Central, 42-32. Breeze Monterey, they squeaked past Alton Marquette, 45-42, and it was Charleston over Newton, 71-62. Girls high school basketball action last night. It was Gorville over Wayne City, 50-43. College football, the Idaho Potato Bowl. Ohio defeated Nevada 30-21. So the Bobcats emerged victorious there. So that was a look at local and national sports scores from the area and region last night. Well, the Mules, they got back into action last night following their second-place finish at the El Dorado Holiday Tournament. We'll visit with Coach Scott McRavy. Sports Talk continues next on WFIW 104.9 and online at WFIWradio.com. Also coming up, we'll take a look at the schedule for the 41st Carmi-White County Invitational Tournament, as well as the Benton Shootout. That's coming up. The schedule for that has been released. So stay tuned. You're listening to WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com.
Are you looking for a way to promote your business? Fairfield Printing and Graphics is the place for you. Customized shirts, hats, cups, signs, and banners. If you can dream it, they can print it. Fairfield Printing and Graphics is your one-stop spot for promotional printing. They have a graphic designer on staff that will work with you to get the look that you want. Visit Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive or give Wayne a call at 618-842-4048.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. Whole beef or ribeyes, $4.99 a pound, sliced free. Family pack of T-bone steaks, $3.99 a pound. 5-pound bag of red or gold potatoes, $1.99. And 3-pound bag of yellow onions, $1.99. Prices are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store, located on West Main in Fairfield.
Life keeps you busy. We make it a little easier. This is Jessica Sanders from the Fairfield Banking Company. Let us help simplify your day by enrolling you in internet banking with Bill Pay and Mobile Deposit. You can transfer funds, pay a bill, or deposit a check at your convenience without coming to the bank. It's as easy as point, click, and submit. Banking made easy at the Fairfield Banking Company. We're the hometown banks, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
You're listening to Sports Talk at 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you on this Saturday morning here on this January 4th. And again, we're going to mention the 41st Carmi-White County Invitational Tournament. Also, I do have the schedule here for the Ridge Heron Classic. That's going to be happening February the 8th. So a little over a month away from now, but the schedule for that has been released. And in fact, a couple of our teams that we cover, they're actually going to be participating in the tournament. So I'll tell you more about that coming up here. But let's hear from about this win last night. I mean, Fairfield over Casey Westfield, 77-29 was the final of that one. And as Fairfield came away with a big win, and this was the Mules' first game since placing second at the El Dorado Holiday Tournament. Massac County was able to win the championship game of that one. Mark Turner, he caught up with Mules coach Scott McElravy following last night's game.
Coach, congratulations. Hey,
I snuck up here early on you tonight. Sorry about that. I've got about 50 family members over there, so I want to go say hi.
Well, yeah, because you're, what, about 8 miles from home?
About 8 miles from home.
Yeah. Congratulations on the W. Probably the best that we've seen the Mules play in a long time.
We got off to a good start. It helped too. Their best player, the Livingston kid, struggling with sickness. You know, he didn't play after the first quarter, I don't think. And he's a really nice player. But the Mules were good tonight. We challenged the kids. You know, we watched the Massac film. We didn't think, you know, our shot selection was great that night. We didn't think our defense was great at times, box outs in particular. And we really stressed those two things. And it showed up tonight. You know, we made some shots. I actually thought we left some points on the board in the first half early there. I didn't anticipate a win like this here because they have a nice team. They really do.
Casey Westfield's a tough place to come in and play.
Yeah, they've and they're having a nice
size.
Season.
Yeah, they're 10-5 now. They've got size. And you mentioned it. You guys did a great job on the defensive rebounding side.
We did. I don't know what the final numbers were, but they were really, really good. So, you know, just proud of the kids. We're really, really, really happy to get Caleb Freimeyer in there. You know, he had his accident last summer, fall, whenever it was, and he's been struggling to get back. So it was great to see him get out there and get a couple buckets.
And on top of that, he's shooting 1,000%.
He is. 1,000? Yeah, he is. A good night.
Good night overall. Now you get a week off. And you get Randy Bishop coming to town next Friday night. And you never know what Randy Bishop is going to bring to the table.
Well, wait a second. We play Olney first, right? Is it Olney first or Lawrenceville first?
I think at Lawrenceville.
Is it Lawrenceville?
Friday.
Okay.
Is that right?
I know we play both those two before we get to the Carmi tournament, I think. So, no big deal. Am I right? Or?
Yep, it's Lawrenceville.
Okay,
next
good.
Friday.
Hey, I saw Olney here tonight watching. They'll give us a good game when we go up there. That's a really tough place to play, too. So, you know, we wanted to get that – lost out of our mouths, you know, it was tough. Massac's a good team. They're number six, I think. The two teams that have beat us this year in the last polls are 6 and 7. So, you know, we weren't happy getting second in the two tournaments that we got. But we didn't lose to slouches either. So just got to try to keep getting better. We're going to go over to my hometown tonight and eat some pizza at the local pizza place. So we're going to have fun with it.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get out of here. Congratulations.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Man.
I appreciate it.
Happy New Year.
You
it's
too.
A great time. Coach Scott McElravy.
And that was Mark Turner chatting with Mules basketball coach Scott McElravy. And Coach Mack talked about pizza here. This was just posted on the Fairfield Community High School Facebook page. They received a message from the owner of the restaurant where the kids ate at last night. The boys basketball team and cheerleaders, very proud of them. This is what the owner said. I wanted to let you know that we had the pleasure of hosting the basketball team in our restaurant last night after their game in Casey. You have some outstanding student athletes with great manners. These parents should be very proud. That was just posted on the Fairfield Community High School Facebook page. So awesome news right there. Just happened to share that post. Customer service, great manners, goes a long way. It really does. Also, let's go ahead and talk about here, since we got a tournament coming up, an invitational tournament coming up down at Carmi. Also, I talked about Benton. That is actually the Rich Herring Classic. That is for February the 8th. I have the schedule for that as well. So let's go ahead and take a look here at Carmi first here. And the 41st Annual Carmi White County Invitational Tournament. Here is the schedule for that, as well the teams that are participating in it. So here it is for Monday, January 20th at 4:30 in the afternoon. Fairfield will take on Mount Vernon, Indiana. So Mules versus the Wildcats. 6 o'clock, Mount Carmel versus Edwards County. At 7:30, Carmi-White County will take on Harrisburg. Session 2 will be Wednesday, January the 22nd at 5:30. Mount Vernon will take on Edwards County. Again, that's Mount Vernon, Indiana. I get the Illinois confused as well. It's Mount Vernon, Indiana. 7 o'clock, Harrisburg versus Fairfield. 8:30, Carmi-White County versus Mount Carmel. Session 3, Friday, January 24th, Harrisburg will face Edwards County. 7 o'clock, Mount Carmel versus Mount Vernon. 8:30, Carmi-White County versus Fairfield. Session 4 for Saturday, January 25th, Mount Carmel will take on Harrisburg. These are the morning games. Well, it goes into early afternoon, but you have two sessions for Saturday, January 25th. 10 o'clock in the morning, Mount Carmel versus Harrisburg. At 11:30, Mount Vernon versus Carmi-White County. And at 1 o'clock, Edwards County versus Fairfield. And then for Session 5, which will be the last games of the CWCIT, at 4:30, Harrisburg versus Mount Vernon. 6 o'clock, Carmi-White County versus Edwards County. And at 7:30, Fairfield versus Mount Carmel. So those are the teams that are participating in the 41st Carmi-White County Invitational Tournament. And that's the schedule and the teams. So again, it starts on Monday, January 20th. You have an off day on Tuesday and Thursday. And again, games on Wednesday, January 22nd, Friday, January 24th, and Saturday, January 25th. So that is, again, the schedule for the Carmi-White County Invitational Tournament. The next schedule I want to go over is the Rich Herring Classic. The schedule for that has been released, and a couple of our local teams, they're participating in it. At 10 o'clock that morning, this is for February the 8th, so a little over a month away. At 10 o'clock, Goreville versus Carmi. 11:30, Harrisburg versus Greenville. At 1 o'clock, Woodlawn versus Vandalia. At 2:30, Benton will take on Edwards County. At 4 o'clock, Nashville versus Fairfield. At 5:30, Anna Jonesboro versus Cesar Valier. At 7 o'clock, Marion versus Mount Carmel and Oregon versus Heron. Now, you may be wondering, where is Oregon at? You mean the state? No, I don't mean the state. There is an Oregon, Illinois, which is actually just located to the south of Rockford. So they're going to make a long drive down here to southern Illinois to participate in the Rich Herring Classic. I've been to Oregon personally, so I know where it's at. That was back in my college days up at Eastern when I was up there. But pretty good-sized town, actually. Pretty good-sized city. And actually, they're a power when it comes to football. So, that is the Rich Herring Classic schedule. Again, that is for February the 8th. I would like to mention that all the games I mentioned will be played in the Rich Herring Gymnasium, and it should be a great day of basketball as well. Hey, let's go ahead and take a look here at the coming up. We'll have a week look at sports stories as well as the schedule for today. Already got the North Clay Shootout in progress. That started at 9 o'clock this morning, and I'll give you the schedule. And we've got three broadcasts up there for you up there in Louisville, and plenty more. So stay tuned here to 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. This is Sports Talk. We'll be right back following these words.
Fawn's Tire is ready to help you before it's too late with all your tire and battery needs. They have every kind of tire from a lawnmower to those big old tractor tires. If you want car tires, they have a large selection of brand name tires, and if you need batteries, they have them also. No matter what your tire needs are, they have you covered at Fawn's Tire. Vaughn's Tire is located in Fairfield, south on Route 45, across from Casey's. Give them a call today, 842-3500.
Tomorrow, it means something a little different to everyone. To some, it feels like it's a season away. To others, it's the next whistle to get back in the basketball game. United Mutual Insurance and Grinnell Mutual celebrate our student athletes competing on the hardwood. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We'll score a three-pointer for insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact United Mutual Insurance today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Where are you guaranteed to get the highest in customer satisfaction, a real person, never an answering machine, and the latest in banking technologies? This is Janet Peach from Citizens National Bank of Albion. We're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area, and for good reason.
And this is Dina Moore. We take a no-nonsense, no-fluff approach to banking and no hidden fees. Come in and talk to one of our customer service and lending professionals at any one of our six locations.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you on this Saturday morning. And let's go ahead and take a look here at this week in sports here. Wayne City High School boys basketball coach Jim Corona is recovering following a heart attack on New Year's Day. According to sources, Corona fell ill during practice on Wednesday. He was taken to the hospital in Mount Vernon. Assistant coach, as well as the athletic director, Jake Talbert. He'll take over the varsity team, and assistant Eric Alves will coach the JV team in his absence again. Hoping for a speedy recovery for Coach Jim Corona of the Wayne City High School boys basketball team. Wayne City playing at the North Quay shootout today. And again, we'll have more details on that coming up. Congratulations to the Mule senior basketball player Kane Hixenball. Kane has been named the WSIL TV Banterra Bank Player of the Week for his performance at the El Dorado Holiday Tournament. Kane having a great season for the Fairfield Mules. He received 67% of the votes. In boys high school basketball, taking a look here at the latest in polls here, Fairfield was ranked 12th in the latest 2A boys basketball poll. Among other Southern Illinois schools, at Pickneyville was 2nd, Breeze Modern Day 5th, Marshall 6th, Nashville 14th, and Teutopolis is 15th at 1A. Gorville is 1st. The Black Cats still undefeated of the season. Madison 4th, Woodlawn 11th, and Oakville is 14th. National sports news in the NBA. The former commissioner of the NBA has died at the age of 77. David Stern passed away New Year's Day just weeks after suffering a brain hemorrhage. Stern headed the NBA for 3 decades. Major League Baseball. Don Larsen, who pitched the only perfect game in World Series history in 1956, died at the age of 90. Larsen's agent, Andrew Levy, said the former pitcher died of esophageal cancer in Hayden, Idaho. National Hockey League news. 3 Blues and 1 Blackhawk have been named to the Central Division All-Star team. Alex Petrangelo, Ryan O'Reilly, and goalie Jordan Bennington will represent the Blues, and Patrick Kane of the Chicago Blackhawks will represent them, which is set for January 25th in St. Louis. David Perron of the Blues and Jonathan Toews, of the Blackhawks are among the 31 other players on the ballot to be named the last man in. Now, voting began on Wednesday, 11 a.m., closes January 10th, so still several days to vote if you haven't done so already. One player from each division will be selected. NFL news, former Bengals and Buccaneers coach Sam Wedge died Thursday at the age of 74. Wedge is known for his offensive innovations and leading the Bengals to their second Super Bowl during the 1988 season by using a no-huddle offense that forced the league to change its substitution rules. He was also a nonconformist, refusing to comply with the NFL's locker room policy for media, running up the score to settle a personal grudge, and belittling the city of rival Cleveland during his 8 seasons in Cincinnati. A couple of former St. Louis Rams are among the 15 modern era player finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame's class of 2020. Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt were wide receivers on the Super Bowl winning 1999 St. Louis Rams. Former Colts receiver Reggie Wayne was also named a finalist. Schedules are next. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. And we'll wrap it up here, and then we'll be right back following a little bit more words here. Then I'll give you the broadcast information for the games that we're going to be broadcasting today. We'd like to mention all the broadcasts that we'll be doing today will be on our sister station, WOKZ. So stay tuned. It's coming up following this word.
Mules basketball Friday on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com as FCHS hosts Lawrenceville. Our broadcast about 7:30 p.m. Friday with pregame information. Mules basketball is brought to you by People's National Bank, Garmin Trucking, Fairfield Ready Mix, The Farmer's Daughter, McDowell, Kinslow & Jessup, Hill Sales & Service, and Wabash General Hospital. It's the Mules and Lawrenceville this Friday, 7:30 on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you on this Saturday, January the 4th. Hey, let's go ahead and take a look here at the sports schedule here for today. And coming up here, the North Clay Shootout just got started. It started at 9 o'clock this morning. Got a game in progress. That would be between Sandoval and Cowden-Herrick Beecher City. That's going on right now. At 10:30, Grayville will take on Ramsey. 12 noon will be our first broadcast of three. Sisney will take on Mulberry Grove. You can hear the game on WOKZ 105.9 and Network1Sports.com. At 1:30, Edwards County will take on Dietrich. That game will be broadcast on WOKZ 105.9 and Network1Sports.com. At 3:30, Lawrenceville will face off against Odin. 5 o'clock, Wayne City will take on Metro East Lutheran. That game will also be broadcast on WOKZ 105.9 and Network1Sports.com. At 6:30, Flora will take on St. Elmo Brownstown. At 8 o'clock, North Clay versus Weber. Alvarado Shootout, that will be happening today. Pope County versus Steelville. NCOE will take on Red Bud. Thompsonville versus Jackson, Missouri Saxony Lutheran. DuCoin will face Mascoutah, and Alvarado, the host, take on New Athens. At Tams Egyptian New Year's Shootout here, Cobden versus Cairo Egyptian. Then you have Egyptian against Lovejoy. Then Egyptian versus Crab Orchard. The Egyptian and Crab Orchard game is JV. Also, the Cobden and Cairo Egyptian game, that's a girls' game. Joppa Maple Grove versus Lovejoy. Century versus Crab Orchard. Cairo Egyptian versus Century, that'll be a girls' game. Cairo versus Gateway Legacy Academy, and then Egyptian versus Shawnee. Also, Mount Carmel, they'll make the trek down to the southwest. They'll take on the El Dorado Eagles at Duff Kingston Gymnasium down there in El Dorado. That game will be happening tonight. NBA, Indiana will be at Atlanta. Tip-off is at 6:30. Chicago will face Boston. The Bulls versus the Celtics. A game starts at 7 o'clock. NFL games, a couple of them we're keeping an eye on here. The AFC wild card, Buffalo will be at Houston starting at 3:35. In Tennessee, the Titans will take on the New England Patriots. Kickoff for that one is 7:15. College football, the Armed Forces Bowl, Southern Miss versus Tulane. That will start at 10:30, so about an hour from now this morning. And then the NHL, St. Louis. How about them Blues? They've been rocking as of late, taking the Las Vegas Golden Knights. As that will start at 3 o'clock. Well, that about wraps up Sports Talk here on this Saturday, January 4th. I would like to mention a big thank you to all of our sponsors for being a sponsor of Sports Talk. Also want to thank the sponsors who are sponsoring our high school boys and girls basketball games this year. It is greatly appreciated. Without these sponsors, we will not be able to bring you these basketball games on the radio. Also by way of video as well. In fact, saw a few comments after I posted the final score of the Mules basketball game last night against KZ Westfield. Had a few people post on there that they appreciated the video stream. KZ is a long drive from here. I know, I've been there, and had a few comments there, people saying they appreciated the video stream, and that they were able to watch it from home. So, awesome news right there. We greatly appreciate the compliments regarding our video stream as well. If you have the opportunity, thank the sponsors for sponsoring Sports Talk, as well as our boys and girls at basketball broadcast all winter long here. Swing by or just give them a call. Tell them how much you appreciate their support of local athletics. Again, I'm Derek Dunn, your host here for Sports Talk. That'll put a wrap on it for this weekend here. We'd like to remind you every episode of Sports Talk is podcasted for your listening pleasure in case you happen to miss out on today's edition, or maybe if you want to go back and play it over, you're always welcome to do that. Again, it will be podcasted just a few minutes following airtime. I'm Derek Dunn. That wraps up Sports Talk here. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you all next week.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk has been brought to you by Citizens National Bank, United Mutual Insurance, People's National Bank, Bonds Tire, Fairfield Banking Company, Fairfield Save-A-Lot, Fairfield Printing and Graphics, Fairfield National Bank, Wainwright Propane, and Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Sports Talk can be heard every Saturday morning at 9 right here on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. This has been a production of WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com Sports.